Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, welcome to the Buffalo Plus podcast presented by Connors and Ferris, Mike Catalana. I'm Jenna Cottrell. The Bills with a beatdown of the Rams in SoFi Stadium, 31-10, Buffalo with a dominant, dare we say, statement win on Thursday night. Mike, what do you make of this game?
You called the right word, statement. I mean, you know, they've told us the same thing. We were in there for the post game. We asked all the players. It's just one win. I give them credit for that. I give them credit because I actually think they believe it. But they made a statement to the entire country, to the entire league, to start out the year with it was dominating. That first half, they outplayed the Rams, made those few mistakes with the turnovers. But, man, when they came out in the second half and got the ball, went right down and scored, you could see it was just different. They were like, enough messing around here. What did we say before? They're the better team with the better quarterback. They played like it. Yes, I know. I know the Rams won the Super Bowl last year. That's true. But the Bills are the better team, and they proved it on a national stage. Yeah.
It's so funny. We're recording this podcast in our hotel, in the basement of the hotel, and the song playing right now is Respect by Aretha Franklin, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. I think the Bills did a good job of garnering some respect tonight.
Yeah, it's respect, and it's also – it's kind of weird, isn't it? Because they were named the preseason Super Bowl favorite, right? And then a lot of people are like, yes, the Bills, they look great. And then the natural way it works, we – have that, and then people start going, wait a minute, why are the Bills that team? I mean, come on, you know, they can't beat the Chiefs in the playoffs, and Cincinnati made it to the Super Bowl and all that. So typically in this cycle of the way the world works, we prop the Bills up. I'm not saying we, but in general, they were propped up, and then it was like, okay, Bills, let's see what you got. And you know, in the Nick Wrights of the world tweeting about Josh Allen during the game, I'm like, Nick, I know you got a big gig and all, but I don't think he was watching the game. He was blaming him for the interception. Like, Josh Allen was spectacular in this game.
I'm at the point where if you think Josh Allen is not the real deal, you are an
clueless
idiot.
Yeah.
Like, you just want to choose ignorance, which, I mean, whatever. But, I mean, Josh was spectacular, especially in that second half. I look back at some of those touchdowns. I mean, the rushing touchdown he had, the one to Isaiah, and then obviously the one to Stephon Diggs. I mean, and let's talk about the stiff arm. I was on the field shooting the game. I was recording the game for our TV station as well, so I didn't get a great angle of it. But it seemed, I mean, it's all over TV right now.
He's just a violent player. And you don't say that about a quarterback very often.
Yeah, that's very true.
I heard people before, it's over the last 2 years, talk about Josh maybe being the greatest athlete to ever play the position. And sometimes you hear that and you're like, well, there's all different ways somebody can be an athlete.
Yeah.
He has them all.
Be an athlete.
He has them all. He's got speed. He's got size. He has power. He has instincts. And he's a quarterback. He's got the legs. He's got the arm. I mean, and now he's accurate. He does all the things that you need to do as a quarterback, and he is a physical force running. And the stiff arm was violent.
Yeah.
That's the way I would describe
it.
It was shoving the guy out of the way. And he was asked about it. You know, typical Josh. He's like, I'll do whatever it takes to win. But come on, it fires up the team. It just does.
Yeah.
I mean, it's your quarterback out there. I just thought, I mean, we can go through, let's go through a little bit of the plays that he made in the game. You mentioned that one. How about the touchdown run itself when he got into the end zone?
Well, I felt like they were trying to figure stuff out. I think they went to Moss a couple times.
Yep.
And then we were on the sidelines, other photographers, and we're like, this is Josh all day. Like, you just knew that he was getting, not, I don't want to say frustrated, but he was like, all right, we need to score. I'm going to have the ball in my hand type of thing. And that, to me, was just, it started to, that's when I was like, okay, this is real momentum. You know, the McKenzie touchdown, you're like, okay, yeah, like the Bills getting on the board. They needed to score there, all those things. But that, to me, that rushing touchdown. But actually going back to the Isaiah McKenzie one, that was big for him. He had the stumble early on in the first half, and we know this Bills team, you know, Isaiah's expected to have a bigger role, and you could tell how disappointed he was, obviously, walking off the field. But for Buffalo to go back to him, Josh to have that confidence, you know, I'm on the sidelines after the touchdown, and I see Mitch Morris talking to Isaiah, and it was kind of a quiet moment, but at the same point, I think he was saying, hey, man, you stuck with it, and it paid off. And I think that's huge for what this team can do and what that message says.
Yeah, I mean, it was a much needed touchdown to give them the lead.
Yeah.
And after a long drive like that, and you're right, because Isaiah made that mistake. I mean, again, is it 100% on him? It's a lot, but yeah, he did make a mistake, and it was early. And then you had the first touchdown, the one, great call, Ken Dorsey. And we could talk about Dorsey, you know, great call, yeah, third and short, and there's Gabe Davis running free. And at that moment, Gabe had 5 consecutive touchdowns from Josh Allen.
So I didn't even think of that.
I'm going to see if you know this. I asked somebody in the press box, and they got the answers. John Scott from Spectrum. I said, it's actually at that point, Gabe Davis had caught 6 of the last 7 Josh Allen touchdowns.
Wow.
Do you know who the player was in between that run of touchdowns between Gabe and Josh Allen?
You're making me think it was the Tommy Doyle.
It was Tommy Doyle. You got that right. Yes, it was Tommy Doyle. So, yeah, Gabe has just become that guy. I mean, he's a touchdown maker. So he gets that. So you mentioned those two. And then we go to the one, you know, obviously he made the run for the touchdown.
Yeah.
And then we go, that was after the pass to Gabe to set it up.
Yeah,
and then we go,
that was a nice pass,
to the Diggs touchdown.
That was special to me because that's one of those plays that's just unguardable. You know, it seemed like Allen was on the move. He jumps out of the pocket.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about? The way the Allen and Diggs described it to us was, well, Josh just told me to run and I ran. And then Josh was like, yeah, he got open and I threw it.
You know what, though? I truthfully, maybe this is me being naive, but I feel like backyard football is what Josh Allen does best. And I feel like him and Diggs have that chemistry of, it's like, hey, why don't you just run? I'll find you. Just run.
Yeah. I mean, he you know, our seat, my seat in the press box is. Oh,
I didn't have a seat.
Well, my seat is perched high above, and we're watching from behind, and you could see Diggs running free. I'm good at the perch. And I see him running free, and the ball just comes out so quick out of Josh's hands.
Yeah.
And there's Diggs beating
Jalen Ramsey. They were talking smack all night. It's just fun. Honestly, it's just fun to watch. But you could see them chirping one another. And at one point, I was like, ooh, okay, let's see. Because they've obviously had some history together. I know last time the Bills and the Rams played, Diggs didn't have a great game. But tonight, yeah, that touchdown.
What do you mean? Jalen Ramsey had a perfect game.
That is absurd.
We had Pro Football Focus. I had the numbers. I think when he targeted, he was – the Bills were 6 out of 7 with 2 touchdowns, I think, maybe was the numbers. And however they do their exact numbers, you know, it's like they had perfect. And I mean, meaning like he couldn't have had a worse rating than he did for that game. And there was a lot of talk. And not just Diggs and Ramsey, Josh Allen got in on it because we know Josh is trash. I believe that's the way Ramsey referred to him back from
that's
the Jacksonville days.
Yeah.
And you remember, you know, that was a big deal at the time because Josh hadn't even done anything yet. And he hadn't played, and all of a sudden he's trash. So he ain't trash.
Has Josh beat Ramsey every time then that they've gone up? He's faced him? So obviously they beat the Rams. Well, no, I mean,
he beat the Jags, and he beat the Rams. Now, he lost to the Jags last year, but Ramsey wasn't on the team.
Yeah,
so.
I was going to say, Urban Meyer, that's a dark moment.
That was. But That's Josh. He spread the ball around, got it to everybody. Now, while we're sticking with the offense.
What does it say? Ken Dorsey?
I thought he had a great game. And you know what, though? The truth is, he called a game very similar, honestly, to Brian Daboll.
Yeah.
He mixed it up, and it was funny. You know, I didn't think Zach Moss was going to touch the ball as much as he did.
I was blown away by that.
Yeah.
That was one thing where I was like, wow, they are really feeding Zach Moss.
And
I didn't know if it was maybe because Cook had the fumble, if that kind of changed things and they just wanted to go with
Moss.
Well,
but Moss had carries in the beginning
before, and they got
him the ball. And by the way, he was effective. Yeah. I thought Singletary looked great. And
I did too.
Right before the McKenzie touchdown, Singletary caught a little swing pass. It was second down. And it would have left him with like a third and four if he got tackled. And he broke the tackle. Big hit. He was the guy dictating the play. And he got the first down. And those plays get lost a little bit with all the spectacular plays they made. But I honestly thought Singletary had a real burst. And he showed that power. I take that back. Burst is the right word. Hit the hole quick. Got through. You look up and you go, that's 26 again. I thought he looked really good.
I felt like he showed some physicality, though,
oh,
too.
Oh, no doubt.
Like, he would absolutely be met by a defender and he would keep on moving.
Yeah.
You're right. It's those little plays that get lost in the shuffle.
The only guy tonight that really didn't have a contribution was, I would say, would have been Dawson Knox offensively.
Yeah, he had the
– sort of a – I don't know if it was a drop. It was low. It was kind of tough for you to see on the replay.
Yeah.
But he really didn't have, at least in the passing game, didn't really have a role. But, you know, they did just fine throwing the ball without him.
Yeah.
And Knox will have big games for them. So I'm not worried about that
at
all. But now let's talk about the defense.
Wait, I'm not done on Ken Dorsey.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
Just because we asked Stephon Diggs. Actually, I asked Stephon Diggs after the game, which he said – it was the last question.
Yeah, they say, if you guys don't know, when you're in the press room, as you're answering, you know, it gets to a point where they hear a bunch and they got to move it along. So they'll say, if somebody's ready to go, last question.
Yeah.
So they say last question, and Jenna starts talking.
And then
Diggs
goes,
says,
you better make it a good one. But all I heard was, you good? And let's be real, I was sweating all game. I was sweating. I was, like, back pretty far from Diggs. I couldn't hear anything. And I was like, what?
You did. You went, what? And Diggs was laughing. And then everybody looked at you, and they're like, and then you asked your question, and then you stopped in the middle of the question, didn't you?
Well, I was like, well, and then I got nervous because everyone turned and started staring at me, and I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, you
I
love
made
that.
A grave error. No. Yeah, you know me. I absolutely despise that. But no, I asked him because I felt like, you know, they had some success early on in that game. But then in that second half, everything started to click. It was like they flipped a switch, and he talked about how at the half, Ken Dorsey was saying, like, it's not what they're doing. It's what we need to do.
Yeah.
And Diggs even said, like, you love that as a player. Like, okay, there's calm. There's not panic. It's what can we do? What do we need to do? Let's do that. And, you know, they obviously made some mistakes earlier on in that game. But I was impressed. If you were to tell me that was called by Brian Daboll, I would have believed you.
Yeah. Yeah, it just would have been. It would have been that kind of play. What I asked Diggs was, because this past week, he said – he thinks Dorsey's really smart. And then he said, we're going to do everything we can to make him look smart, make him look good. So I said, did you? And he goes, what do you think?
Yeah.
I heard what he said to me at that point.
I'm going to be – Ozzy Osbourne's mic check took some
– oh, my God, Ozzy.
It was so loud on the field.
By the way, you know, look, I'm of the age when, like, Ozzy – I didn't pay attention to Ozzy back in the day. I don't pay attention to him now. He's 140 years old. He looks – I'm like, Ozzy, didn't you save enough money? What do you got to – why you got to do
why?
This?
Why are you – yeah.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I don't know what the reception was around the country and all.
Know.
I thought it was kind of pitiful. I'm just like, okay.
Pitiful?
Yeah.
I just thought it was weird. I was like, oh, that's kind of strange.
Yeah.
Like, I would never expect Ozzy Osbourne. But it was funny because on all the like ribbon boards, the TVs, they had like, you know, flames for Ozzy Osbourne. And let me tell you, It was so hot on the field. LA is in the middle of a heat wave, all of that. We were told when we got our tour of SoFi Stadium on Tuesday or Wednesday that it's open. It's like an umbrella. It's covered over the top, yeah. and the sides are open, so you get a nice coastal breeze. And I was like, where is that breeze?
Yeah, it must have been on the other coast because oh it wasn't gosh. Here. And I talked to a guy who's been here for years, and Kurt Sandoval from NBC, and he's like, I've lived here 23 years. This is the hottest stretch of weather we've ever had.
Wow.
And this is the warmest I've ever felt it inside this building.
Yeah.
And I realized, by the way, real quick, you're down there hustling, running around. As a reporter, you come in. A lot of times I'll wear a sport coat and a shirt. I said to Jenna, I go, there's no way I'm doing that today, whatever. And I had one of the other reporters like, yeah, I figure I'm fine. I'm down here, whatever. I saw him before the game started.
Yeah.
And this guy's big time.
Yeah.
And he came walking in soaked. Top to bottom, totally soaked, like he had to dry out. And it was, you know, oh, and maybe even watching the game, you could tell, like, it was impacting the players
oh,
a little
yeah.
bit. Yeah. Get some ready for Miami in a couple weeks.
Actually, I will say that is something that I was thinking of. But, yeah it was incredibly hot. All right, we've talked a lot about the offense and the heat. Let's talk about the defense because
– I love watching Von Miller.
Oh, my gosh.
I love watching him at practice.
Got
and
great
I kept thinking
energy.
He does – And he is so fast. And I said this to you guys. Different because he's lined up. He's standing. It's an intimidating thing. He's so quick to get around a defender. But the quickness off the line does remind me of Bruce Smith because it's alarming. He's so good off the snap.
Yeah.
He's got the guy half beat off the snap. And then he moves his body. The second sack, when you look at the replay, he gets around the defender.
So fast.
Gets to the quarterback. I don't. They barely touched him.
Let
alone block.
I missed that one. I missed that sack because it was so fast.
It's two plays. You said you missed.
I missed.
Do you need me to come down on the field and shoot?
I missed the Gabe Davis touchdown, the first touchdown of the season, because I bit on the fake.
Just like the Rams.
Just like the Rams, and then I missed the Von Miller.
So Von was really good. How
Wait,
about
I'm not done talking about Von.
Okay.
He. I feel like if you were to have just all the Bills defensive linemen in a huddle and I didn't know Von Miller was Von Miller, I would never pick him out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he is obviously a big guy, but he's not super tall. He's muscular, but he's not like, wow, overwhelmingly built, all this stuff. But he is just, I think Deion Dawkins said he was slippery.
Yeah.
And
I
think that's the perfect way to describe it because he moves so fast.
And by the way, he's 33 and everybody mentions his age, but his fluidness of movement, is that right? It is just, he doesn't look like he's lost any of that.
No.
And that can go away too. He doesn't move, he's not as loose.
Yeah.
He's just, now again, it's one game, but he starts out with two sacks, made a play in the backfield, forced a penalty, you know, on a false start. He's intimidating standing there on the line. And they had Rousseau standing on the opposite side, standing. Those two standing. And Rousseau made a big play, and he also batted down or knocked up a pass. And then you got Boogie Basham with an interception. Poyer had an interception.
Yeah, AJ Epenesa.
Jordan Phillips, though, a couple
Jordan
of sacks.
Phillips.
Oh, man, he was having a ball.
It was like 2019. You could tell, and, you know, I was on the sidelines during the game.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
And, well, you always get the press box.
Yeah.
And the nice wine and cheese pairing. And
by the way,
AC.
We'll talk about that. We're going to talk about
the
food.
Oh, yeah, we will talk about the food. But all the guys coming up to the game to Jordan Phillips and just, you know, like, you can tell the juice that he brings, the energy that he brings, and the players have talked about that. But it was just, it was a cool moment for him, you could tell, because he felt like, you know, contributing and he wants to be on this team and all those things. But, I mean, that is something that this Bills team lacked last year. It's just that defensive line pressure, and to get that tonight, look, it's a long season. It's only one game, but it's just such a huge point of impact and something they've needed.
I'm concerned about one thing. Ed Oliver left the game, then he came back. I saw Joe Biscaglia, must have seen him in the locker room, said he was in a walking boot. Now, a lot of times, like we saw Josh last year in a walking boot after the Tampa game, and then he came back and played the next week. So sometimes it's a precaution. He had gone. He came back. I hope it's just that.
I don't think it's anything major.
That would be good to see, because Ed's a very valuable guy, obviously, on the inside there. So we'll see. And by the way, I was very happy for Dane Jackson. And you know what?
Yeah.
I have not given Dane Jackson enough credit.
Yes.
And when I hear Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde, when Dane's name comes up, man, those guys start nodding their head. They love Dane Jackson. And I know he's their teammate and all, but, I mean, you can tell they have a lot of faith in that guy. And so, you know, they had the two kids playing. Everybody seemed to think that they played well. Again, coaches are going to go over the tape. Christian Benford got the start.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
And what did McDermott say?
I don't remember because I was sweating so much.
Based on their body of work to this point.
Yeah.
So he had outplayed Elam. They basically rewarded
Benford.
Benford. It also, I don't say sends a message. That's not what it is. It sticks with their philosophy that come in and play. And it wasn't a major thing in terms of playing time. They would alternate them. They play a couple series and all. But you gave the start to the sixth round pick, not the first round pick.
I think that messaging to me would say, like, Elam, you better bring it.
Ed Oliver got that messaging when he was a rookie, too. Remember that?
I thought of that, actually, because I was going back and forth of who I expected to start. And I was thinking, well, Kyir Elam, you know, he's your first-round draft pick. You don't want to ruin that confidence. But, obviously, the Bills went with Christian Benford. And I think that is. You're right. That's the messaging. And like you said, Ed Oliver learned that.
Yeah. And came back really strong.
Yeah. So I think it makes sense to me. But, I thought they played well. And you're right. Dane Jackson does not get enough love because he stepped in and he was fantastic last season.
Gave up 10 points to the Rams.
Yeah. Like, that's crazy. Cooper Kupp had the nice touchdown.
Oh, Cooper Kupp is phenomenal. Yeah. I mean, that guy. But right now, the Rams – look, I'm not going to denigrate this Bills win by saying the Rams – but they're lacking weapons.
Yeah.
They really are. But the Bills made them lack. They shut down the run game. Well, they were all over Stafford.
I was impressed with the offensive line, too.
Yeah?
I mean, Aaron Donald seemed essentially –
he made one play.
Yep.
And then, honestly, he did not wreck the game plan.
No, he did not.
Yeah.
There's so much that goes into this first game of the season. I feel like you're game planning for so long, and, you know, both teams, they don't have any tape on one another, but at the same point, that's, you know.
But
BS.
That, you make a good point about that. You look at this and you say, sometimes it happens where you don't have tape and the game is screwy and all. You know what? How did the Bills beat the Rams? They beat the Rams with Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, Gabe Davis, Von Miller. Like, it wasn't like there was some crazy surprise.
Yeah.
How did they beat him? They ran, they threw, they got after the quarterback. Like, this is what this team does. So it's not like, oh, the Bills had this great plan. They weren't ready for, you know, there was a game years ago where the Patriots played the Dolphins on the first game, and I think they used the, you know, quarterback runs, and it sort of took them by surprise, and they won the game, and everybody made a point about it. There was none of that. This was straightforward. This is what we do. We do it better than you, and they did in this game.
Scary good.
Yeah. When we wrap this up, let's talk press box. Every week we're going to mention this because we work at Channel 13. And
in Rochester, New York.
In Rochester, New York. And I...
the booming metropolis.
go to the press box because that's my spot.
Every game.
And
Mike does not use a camera.
Yeah, I use my cell phone.
Mike does not use a camera.
So Jenna and Dan Fates alternate games shooting. They're both outstanding shooters.
Dan's better than me, but that's okay.
Yeah, I was
going to
say that.
Everything else, I crush him in.
So the funny thing is photographers are not treated well in a lot of places.
Correct.
In terms of food especially.
Yeah.
It's like... even in
Orchard
Park,
there's like ice chips in the sandwiches.
Yeah, it's not great. Yeah. And look, people say it's not about paying or whatever for it. There's no access. It's the only place you're going to eat. Like you're there at the game.
Yeah, you can't bring.
And usually
food.
In the press box, it's kind of most places.
Yeah, it's a lot
nice.
Nicer.
I got to tell you, I think the only place maybe that I would have put above this was Dallas, and then we were there on
Dallas
Thanksgiving. It was spectacular.
Incredible. That spread.
But. For down in the photographer's area,
my goodness. And
the food was...
the food was exceptional.
Yeah.
I had
variety.
Bulgogi, Korean barbecue, Korean beef. I had a amazing chicken.
Yeah.
Great. You had a spicy cucumber salad.
Oh, it was phenomenal. Yeah. Like restaurant quality here.
Like nice, truly.
Really good.
Chicken taquitos at the half.
And basically what they served upstairs in the press box is what they served downstairs.
Yeah. No, this is
and to Jenna's, what? Candy.
Yeah, they had candy.
They had candy. You like that? You
know. I love candy.
Yeah.
I love sweets.
So I can't even, usually.
I shouldn't say I love food.
I usually can lord this over a little bit and Jenna can make, but, you know, because I'm upstairs. And,
yeah.
You know, we used to joke that the hardest thing in the press box was if the wine pairing with lunch didn't work. By the way, I think there was beer in the press box, too.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't.
That's so
any.
LA.
I'm having one now, but I didn't have one then.
I had a margarita during this, so. Mm. I will say I was impressed by LA. I was impressed by how many Bills fans were at the game.
Oh, yeah, we didn't even talk about that. I would say I set it at about 15%.
Yeah, which
is a nice number.
It's considerable, considering it's 3,000 miles
away.
Well,
we went to a Bills tailgate before. Yeah. It's great. People are there. They're having fun.
Yeah.
But when you put in a stadium of 70,000 people, like even if you have a good number, it's still, you know, relatively small to the place. 15%
there
of
was
that,
a, yeah.
Maybe it was 15, 18. I don't know
what
the
number is. I was
going
to say, I actually think it would be more.
Say it was, you know, somewhere
the
around
lower
there.
Bowl in particular.
Well, they came down to upstairs. There was a ton.
Yeah.
I say it was very noticeable. When the Bills did something, you heard them. By the way, I mean, come on, it's L.A. Like, these fans are lame. They're just lame. They're not real fans.
I mean, they're not.
I mean, Dallas is lame for a different reason. I'm sorry.
It's your NFC East.
Well, it just is, but it's like, it's just different. Even we talked to a guy who works here. He's like, the fan base is what it is. You know, they go to the beach. They do whatever.
Yeah.
Sorry. This is not, it's not even not Buffalo. It's just not.
If they
a
lose
great
again,
fan
people
base.
Are not going to go.
Yeah. So it's different. But it wasn't some sort of takeover here of the stadium. I mean, there was a lot of Rams fans.
It wasn't a takeover of the stadium, but it was, again, a considerable amount.
Oh, it was, and the fans were loud.
You could hear the
they
shout song by the end of the game.
Yeah, and you know, this is what happens. We've been on the road enough. At the end of a game in a blowout, you mentioned it, you know, when the Bills scored the touchdown and all the fans were scurrying away. Well, they leave early anyhow because of the traffic that's always here. But
I don't know.
Then at the end, all those Bills fans come down and the players were celebrating with them and all. It was great. That was really good.
It was one of the reporters asked if it was like a signature win, which I don't think it's that, but I think like what we talked about earlier, just like a statement win.
It was a statement. Again, they're not going to make too much of it. I'm just telling you the way it's going to be perceived around the league.
Yeah.
That okay, the Bills are good.
Yeah.
And now you're going to hear this. Be ready, Bills fans. They're going to tell you how bad the Rams are. The Rams aren't the same team. And I just said it. They're not like whatever. But the Bills dominated them. And without a couple of odd mistakes that the Bills made in the first half, this game could have been even worse.
Oh, my
gosh.
But
I liked the way it went. Tied at half.
Oh, you're okay with the way it went?
Yes. They dominated. They really dominated.
They won by 21 points.
They did. They really won. By the way, I don't
do math, but that seems like 3 touchdowns.
I don't bet. Like, I'm not like Dan. Dan likes to bet. But I, like, took one of these little flyers for a couple of bucks on a parlay. And I had...
How much money did you win?
I won, like, $100.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't
getting
bet.
A raise?
Yeah. So, it was Josh scoring a touchdown. Not a pass. He had to get in the end zone. He did.
Yeah.
It was... throwing for over, I think, 270 yards.
How many yards did he finish with? I honestly haven't even.
Was it
284
or something like that? And then it was winning by more than 5.5. I was most confident in the 5.5.
Bills didn't punt.
They didn't punt again. I know. Punting. Yeah. But I will say Sam Martin was flawless as a as a holder.
Yeah.
So that's good.
I'm not going to lie. The first kick, I was like, let's see.
Let's see how he is.
Yeah.
He was good.
Hey, the Bills were good.
Yeah.
They were better than good. I'm almost nervous about.
Hey, this is a nice way to start. It's a road game. I know the Bills were favorites, but this would have been, if you would have lost a close game, it would have been like, it's the Rams and whatever.
Yeah.
No, they came out and won. They're 1-0.
Yeah.
They got a little time because they got extra time now because it's a Monday night game. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun at the stadium. Next Monday.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
I can't imagine considering how this was.
Yeah. This was
pandemonium.
Fun. Yeah.
All right. Anything else you want to?
No, I was, again.
Mike's a talker, so I always like to check.
No, I was impressed. I was impressed. Leslie Frazier, we got to mention him, too. I thought he did a great job. That defense was ready.
Yeah.
They made plays. They were great against the run. Got a bunch of contributions. And you know, Brandon Bean, we saw Brandon Bean taking some photos with fans.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Boogie Basham make a play. Dane Jackson make a play. Greg Rousseau make a play. His big free agent signing.
Good night.
Yeah, he spent money and resources on that D line. They came through. And by the way, that quarterback's pretty good too. 17. So.
Yeah, he's not bad.
Yeah, he's not bad.
I think he has a future in this league.
Yeah.
Something tells me. I'm just looking at your tweet right now. Josh Allen is ridiculous.
It's all I could think of at that moment. Like he just, I don't know. It's really something. I've said this to you before. Back in the day, Jim was great. He was a great leader. The game was different back then. But certainly week in, week out, I've never seen anybody play like Josh Allen. And I used to think, what would it be like to cover somebody like that? And we get to do it.
Yeah.
So it's good fun for Josh. Good for Bills fans.
Yeah. We love to see it. In terms of coverage, please.
Jenna's wearing her football guy shirt.
Yeah,
ready
I got
to
my
go.
I football guy. AWL shout out if you know what I'm talking about. All right. Thank you for listening. Be sure to subscribe to the
Yeah, and we'll be doing this post every game, morning of.
Yeah, this is unique.
You get
this
unique
is not
content.
On the
it'll be
YouTube. This is not
it'll
the
be
YouTube channel.
After every game, but we'll have it ready for the next morning. So, you know, for your ride to work or hanging around the house or whatever you're doing.
Yeah, I like to listen to podcasts when I clean.
You clean?
I should say when I go on walks. Yeah. I don't really clean. Not really. When I do the dishes.
That's it.
That's such a sham, by the way.
What's
you
that?
You have to clean the kitchen every day. It's trash.
Why don't you have your help do it?
Oh, yeah.
She's going to say, why don't you pay more?
Yeah, that's exactly where I'm going. All right. If you aren't subscribed, we always appreciate
subscribe.
It. Subscribe. And then also subscribe to the Buffalo Plus YouTube channel. And then you can follow Mike, Dan, and I on Instagram at Buffalo Plus _ or on Twitter at Buffalo Plus _.
Or on TikTok.
Actually, we do have TikTok, which is unique video. I'm still trying to figure it out. Mike's not helping.
I'll show you.
Mike's not really helping me.
I'm a big TikTok guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to see you put together a TikTok.
It's happening.
Okay.
Soon. We're going to put one together.
Yeah, indefinitely. Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening. For Mike, I'm Jenna. We'll catch you next time here on the Buffalo Plus podcast presented by Connors and Ferris.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.